Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Portrait of Vengeance by Cary Stewart Parks, narrated by Lauren Ezzo. Prologue. Kamiai, Idaho, June 1994. Someone had left the front door open. I stopped abruptly on the front walk. I knew I'd closed and locked the door when I left to go get the groceries, just like my mom Holly told me to. Holly will be in a fearful mood if she finds out. When she finds out. In spite of the heat beating on my back from the midday June sunshine, I shivered. Jacob probably forgot. He was only 4 years old. He didn't understand Holly's problems. I would claim to be the culprit. At 14, I was better able to withstand Holly's raging storms. Lately, I'd had lots of practice. Slowly, I approached the porch, climbed the few steps, and pulled open the screen door. The rank stench of copper, body fluids, and sweat hit me like a locomotive. I gagged. Blood splattered the walls and floor. An overturned coffee table lay on a broken vase. Holly's voice screeched in my brain. Run, Gwen. If ever you find us dead, it means he found us. The sack of groceries and gallon of milk slipped from my numb hands, crashing to the floor. Spilled milk mixed with blood, making pink swirls on the floor. My feet seemed rooted to the ground. A hatchet was embedded in the center of the room, smeared blackish red. Run! Jacob's favorite toy, a genuine Sherry Lewis lamb chop puppet I'd given him for Christmas, was ripped apart.